I guess I'll start with my presentation. We had two groups of people working on this, so we'll show you two slightly different presentations. Feel free to ask any questions or comments, obviously. Okay. The first one was done by myself, Bruno, Marianne, and Nikos. And the rationale that we have, I'll show you the layout in a second, was that full professors would get private offices. Administration is close to the professor's offices, so it's easier for the secretary to speak to everyone. Mm-hmm. The fax is in the administration office, since it's mostly used by Gisela, who's the secretary. For noise reduction purposes, we've moved everyone who has office hours together. And we've also put the network printer and the photocopier in the hall. So I'll just show you how that works. Basically, you can see Gisela sort of there in the middle with the fax machine, and Maggie and Susan, who are the two full professors in our department, have the private offices. And the photocopier and the printer are sort of in the hall on the side there across from the mailboxes. Just to go back, most people are grouped in projects. And we have two 50% people who are half-time in Geneva, half-time at the EPFL in Lausanne. And then we've put in three-person offices, so that in the three-person offices, it's not constantly three people. So there's a little bit of give there. And the reading room, or the lounge, as some people call it, that we have is in a central position. So basically, we've got Andre and Nancy at the top. They will be starting a new project together if I'm not mistaken. Like I said, Susan and Maggie in the individual offices, Nikos and Yelena, who work on the same project, at the bottom. The reading room is in the middle. Marianne and Bruno are at the bottom as well. Marianne works closely with Pierrette and the other Marianne. We have two Mariannes in our department. And David is a half-time. So as I said, the half-times are in the three-person offices. And on the other side, we have Maria, Martin, and myself, who all work on the same project, and Martin is 50%. Gisela, we've given her a two-person office for two reasons. One is because there's a spare place there, so if we wanted to put a stagiaire or someone who just comes in for a short period of time, we figured it was okay if they were in the admin office, which is a little bit noisy, because they're only there for a short period of time. And again, the proximity to the other offices. So I guess that's pretty much it for our proposal. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want Andre to go through his first, or if you have any questions for me.
Okay, so Pierrette is a professor, but she's only 50% time. Is that why
she's in the personal? It's. Do you want to explain how it works?
Martin
is 50%. Yeah. Pierrette, there's two sort of statutes of professor, I guess you could say, where there's...
Because you would say that she's an assistant professor or something like that.
Right.
Oh, okay, yeah. But,
there's a professor d'école and the...
Yeah, there are full professors and assistant professors, if you want. And yeah, it's true that she's an assistant professor, but... Well, we see. Maybe we can move a little bit around just to give her, also at least maybe not an office alone, but at least just one person. Mm-hmm.
But the idea is Maggie and Susan are sort of the senior professors on staff, so they got the individual offices.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening, what do you foresee happening in the next couple of years? Beyond this current group of people, do we know of any changes coming? Is the department growing?
The department will obviously be growing, but there's some people who only work part-time. There's some people who are doing PhDs or master students who won't necessarily be there for a larger extent of time. So, for example, Yelena and the Finnish Marianne are master students for right now. So whether they decide to stay and do a PhD, we're not sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
Nikos is working as a researcher. So for him, it's the same thing. I think the only constant people are Susan, Maggie, Andre, Gisela, Pierrette, and all the rest are either PhD students or master students. And again, Martin and David are half-time with the EPFL, so that's project-dependent as well. Unfortunately, we haven't been given as much space as we would have liked, mm-hmm. but that's always the case.
Yeah. Have you talked to any of these people to ask them if they have any special requirements?
Susan wanted a private office. She has a preference for private offices. Other than that, no one really had any tight constraints from what I've heard.
Of people they needed to be near or people they needed to avoid? Or
No one's explicitly said that they needed to avoid anyone else.
Well, you've given people a chance to say that if they
Yeah.
But even no specific views of mountains or old town. I mean, people prefer any windows?
No, they were fine with it. So, and they're both nice views.
I guess those thin lines are, I mean, they're windows? Or?
Yeah, they're windows. Yeah. Or sorry, the thick lines are windows, actually. We have fairly big windows in the room, yeah. So there's lots of light coming in. And one of the reasons for putting the reading room where it was is that you have a lot of light coming in, so people just go somewhere to sort of relax and have a quiet place to sit. They have a lot of light.
It's in mountains, is that because that's the view?
Yeah.
So it's the best view. You gave the reading room the best view?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it depends. If you like looking out over the old town and the cathedral, it sort of goes both ways. But yeah, we've got two mountain views, sort of on that side, and then the last part looks on the old town. Because we're on the sixth floor, you can actually see everything. Cause I don't think buildings are much higher than, was it six or eight floors?
Just in the far.
Yeah.
What's that purple thing?
The purple thing is the mailboxes. And those are fixed. We can't do anything about those. So
you don't do any partitions? I mean, you're planning to do any partitions in beds and rooms? Blocks?
We don't have anything like that. If we can get stuff like that, it might be a good idea. Some people might like them. At the moment, we have people sharing, like, three people in a room without any partitions, and it's a little bit noisy, but people sort of get used to it, and admittedly, it's mostly assistants that are stuck in rooms like that, so it's junior people, but
well, I can think of some reactions from the people, so maybe I can.
Well, do you want to do your presentation and?
Yeah, we'll tell you about some of the constraints, and well, first of all, I must say that there are also quite a lot of common points, so it's probably not going to be very difficult.
So,
yeah, please. So, basically the group who produced this proposal was made by Susan, Martin, David, and myself. And we also, well, Susan volunteered to ask Maggie and Pierrette about how they felt about sharing offices. And so as you can see, well, Susan gets obviously the same office, which is quite a good thing. Then things start to move a bit. It looks like I'm also in the same position. But the most obvious constraints that we found here was that it was probably very difficult to have a lounge, just a lounge in one room, because it would block us two full working places. And although it's true that the group, I agree, decided to have a lounge, we proposed to put the lounge in the room at the upper side on the right. So let two people share this with a place where we have a sofa maybe and some books. So it's obviously a calm place. People are not there to talk very loud, but they can sit and relax and still look at the mountains. Also, so that's one of the main differences, I think, maybe one of the points that we have to talk about. The other one is the admin office, so it's written Gisela 50% because she's only half time, and the fax machine. Gisela actually has a lot of phone calls to make, and it's true that her activity is quite noisy when she is there. It's also true that she has quite a lot of files for most of the projects actually that we manage, so it appeared, at least to our group, that even if she's here only half time, she should have an office by her own, because it would be quite disturbing for other people to work in the same office. Gisela has no objection against sharing the office. We thought it was more for the calm of the people. It's true that this blocks one of the one-person rooms, But on the other hand, Maggie has no objection sharing an office with her assistant. And this appeared to be true also of Pierrette. We don't know about Pierrette sharing an office with two persons, but at least no problem in Pierrette sharing her office with Marianne, the Swedish one, who is sort of her assistant. So this is why we put Maggie with Bruno. And then the third main difference would be the number of visitor places or free places. You notice a new name in the room at the center, upper side, so that's Paola. It's true that it's someone coming next year. Susan reminded me this point, and I could not really ignore it. She's in italics. She will arrive in about 2 months. And the two, Vis 1 and Vis 2, are the visitor places. You had one, I think, called Free Space or Spare Place. We didn't really reach a very good agreement on the distribution of these two rooms. So the two at the center, where is written Paola and Yalina, the two visitors, and then Maria plus David. So I think there is quite a lot of space here to switch a little bit among the people, just to make some kind of smooth occupancy rate. So not to have one empty room when we have no visitors, then a very full room when everybody is here. So I think we're quite willing to split and put, say, maybe one visitor with Maria and David 50% in the other room with the second visitor. So
realistically, we don't actually have that many visitors coming in. I've been there for almost 2 years, and we've had a couple of stagiaires, but that's it.
Well, yeah, exactly. So the visitors are basically stagiaires, and it happens that sometimes we have two of them, even if it's only for 3 or 4 months. Martin seemed to insist that when we have a visiting professor, for instance, we cannot really put him with Gisela because, well, they wouldn't feel very nice. They make a joke.
No, for a professor, yeah, but...
So we should manage some kind of decent space. It's true that these last one or two years we didn't have a visiting professor, but... So I think these are the three main points. So one is the place of the lounge. The other one is the place of the admin office with Gisela. The third one is the number of visiting people and how many of them we want to accommodate and where we put it. These, I think, are the three main differences. Otherwise, we pretty much agree on placing people.
Well, in a way, if that's your argumentation, then put a visiting person with a senior researcher at least, if not a professor, rather than two students.
Mm-hmm. I didn't understand.
If you're going to argue that the visitors are supposed to be important and they should have their own space, then put them with another researcher rather than two students.
Yeah, that's true. I think, they're quite open to this. Martin also reminded us that he's quite noisy. He has a lot of phone calls to make, even if it's here, if he's here only 50% of the time. I don't mind this, but that's something. But it's true, we could also try to put a visitor and a professor. Martin made another point. It was the fact that sometimes professors have to discuss sensitive matters about projects and financing, and they sometimes might feel uncomfortable discussing this with in the presence of their PhD students, like saying, oh, I have to reduce her from 80% to 50%. That's probably something. So, all these are constraints. I don't know how you would like us to proceed from here, or if you already have questions or reactions on this one.
But how often the lounge is used and people use this on a regular basis, daily basis? Or?
Fairly regularly, there's at least one or two people in there. It's a fairly new thing in the department, but it's being used pretty regularly. It was something that a lot of people wanted, just sort of a quiet space out of your office that doesn't have the office furniture, the office chairs. It sort of has comfortable sofas and armchairs and things like that where you can just go and relax, and or if you want to read something for a longer period of time in a more comfortable environment. And because we do a lot of reading and things like that, it does get used fairly often.
So it's not a place for discussion?
We sort of have an open policy where if there's no one in there and you want to have a discussion, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't displace people who are in there reading just because you want to have a mini meeting or whatever.
Are you planning some kind of partition between the lounge and the offices? Or how are you going to keep those things? Mm-hmm. I guess I should ask Chris to you. How are you keeping them separate? Because it seems
Yeah, that's true. That's one of the problems. Well, we were told that it was not really possible to build walls, but we noticed that this room actually has two doors.
Okay.
So we thought that maybe we could put some kind of, well, separation.
Bookcases or something.
Yeah, maybe just furniture or just some kind of screen.
But it won't be an acoustic separation.
No, it's not soundproof.
So if the... Those are students there?
Yeah, they're...
So if they're noisy, that could disrupt the quiet in the lounge.
Yeah.
Which
is sort of why in our proposal we had it completely as a separate room. So that if you really want peace and quiet, you shut the door, and when the doors are shut, like unless someone's making noise right outside the door, it really is fairly quiet.
Mm-hmm. But you've also put the lounge in a very kind of a high traffic area where the mailboxes are, the printer,
mm-hmm.
and the restrooms. So that's that may be good for meeting people and bumping into people, but it's maybe against the idea if it's supposed to be an isolated, quiet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
It was actually this pressure from my group that led to this, to squeeze a little bit the place of the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how, for instance, would the university feel about a room that would be only used as a lounge?
Mm-hmm.
Would they feel it's too empty and that we have too much space? Or is there no problem? Do you see a problem with having a room just for a lounge or not?
Mm. Well, maybe if it helps us pack more people into the offices because they have a private lounge, maybe it's a good thing. It saves us money. But
so we could have a separate room as a lounge as long as we pack the other offices.
Yeah, I guess that's...
Mm. Personally, I have no problem with this. So it's fine.
I mean, I suppose if the need really arises and it comes to a point where we do have a lot of people, then you can get rid of the lounge, figure out what to do with the furniture, either distribute it between various offices or put it into storage somewhere.
So it's not a completely experimental concept.
No.
Has a lounge.
No, this was something that it started off sort of as a discussion at the coffee table where people were complaining that sort of in the middle of the afternoon they just wanted somewhere to go off and...
Mm-hmm.
have some quiet time, and that's where it came from. There are bookshelves in there, but it's not really a library, because everyone at the moment has a bookshelf in their office, and we just go in and borrow books from everyone else. It's more really about having a comfortable place to sit, where it's not an office environment. It doesn't look anything like an office. So
you
it's
can
just
display some new journals or new
And people can come in with their stuff or leave a newspaper or a magazine lying around for other people. We've got a bulletin board where you can paste up articles that you think are interesting for other people. But
okay, so I think maybe we can agree on a lounge in a separate room if we can manage to find space elsewhere. What about Gisela? How do you feel about putting her in a separate office? Which is the case now, I think.
Well, she shares an office, so.
With a visitor.
Which is why we were thinking
mm-hmm.
that it wouldn't be a problem to keep her with a spare person, because that's the situation it is right now. And if you're a stagiaire and you're coming in, you don't necessarily expect to have a full-blown office if you're only there for about 2 months.
Yeah, it depends on what kind of visitor you are, exactly.
Yeah.
So we could say some kind of low-key visitor.
Even these 50 persons, I mean, they're all separate? Or?
Actually, Gisela, 50% means that she's there half-time, generally in the mornings.
Gisela has a fixed schedule for when she's there, but David and Martin are sort of, it fluctuates. Like, they can't say that they'll be there Monday, Tuesday, and half of Wednesday, and not the rest of the time, which is part of the problem. I mean, they can't specify when exactly they'll be there. So our rationale for putting them in the three-person rooms is that it doesn't matter when they're there and whether they're there for certain hours or not. It's just either there's two or three people in those rooms, and sometimes there's less, sometimes there's more. Because we also don't work fixed hours. It's not like we work, you know, 9 to 5 or whatever. Everyone sort of keeps their own hours.
But can you just summarize briefly the differences between your two proposals, the key differences?
I think it's what I tried to do before.
Yeah, the shared lounge.
The shared lounge.
The assistance with their professors in two cases.
Yeah.
And then do you have a
secretary?
We have Pierrette and Marianne in the same.
I think this is quite accepted.
Okay, so that is okay.
I think it's the lounge, the admin room.
The lounge, the admin room separate.
Yeah.
And the number of slots
for visitors
and for this new student who arrives. Because having just one spare place, this was probably the strongest disagreement in my group.
Mm-hmm.
People said, we should have at least two or three spare places just for, you know, growing, or sometimes you have three interns that arrive.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they're not perfect places.
Okay, so you basically achieve that by giving less space to the reading room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how
right.
we did in our proposal. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess one of the questions is, how important is the reading room to your group, really? Is it something that's a very valued thing that has to be protected? Or is it okay to make it be kind of this spare space that gets used up a little bit when you need, when you have some extra visitors and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's...
Mm-hmm.
I think because it's a fairly new thing, it's a little hard to say at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I think that most people like it. Now that it's there,
yeah.
they sort of see the value of it, and they wouldn't want to see it wiped out entirely,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
But I suppose once if it gets eaten away a little bit, at some point it becomes unuseful, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's the danger. Is
mm-hmm.
But then we need to squeeze in mm-hmm. one of the three-person rooms some extra visitor space. And,
yeah.
I think so, if we want to keep the reading room. I think it's possible, like playing a little bit with the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think another point here, and I don't know how you feel about it, is, well, the fact that Martin has said he would be quite noisy 50% of the time, so many phone calls. So I wouldn't put him in that big office, even if he's 50%, but he's still a professor here, and
mm-hmm.
we got him from EPFL.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that... I think, I mean, if we need to reach a solution now, I wouldn't mind working from your plan and doing some changes, or if you prefer working from
sure, either way. Okay, well, since this one's up, keep this one in.
Okay, yeah. Depends how easy you can write in it.
Easily. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's keep the reading room.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think Pierrette and Martin should deserve
yeah.
at least... I think
double rooms.
With one person, not with two.
Okay.
Maybe can you combine both or like two-person room here?
Pierrette and Marta.
Yeah, Martin is 50%.
We never asked them. It could be, but
because
mm-hmm.
the other side they have, I think, no real project in common. So I wonder.
Okay. I think I would prefer, and probably my group would prefer, to see them with the respective assistants. And I think Pierrette plus Marianne is a very good combination.
Mm-hmm.
Why not switching them from that office?
Here?
Yeah, switch the whole group. Yeah,
oh.
Marianne Swedish and then Pierrette.
So what does that mean, Swedish?
There's two Mariannes. One is Swedish, one is Finnish. So we just called them the Swedish and the Finnish.
Those family names start with S-T-A.
No, both start with S, but...
So just to know who they are.
It was Bruno, right? Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now let's do something with Martin, too.
But even you can create one more spare place in that big three-piece room. Right?
In here?
Yeah, maybe we can write it down.
So if
this,
okay.
this one... David is 50% and visitor one, or spare, or that's fine.
Well, for Martin, if you didn't mind working with Martin, we can switch Nancy and Martin here.
Mm-hmm. I think that's closer to what you said.
Oops.
Well, because actually we have this project in common, you know, Call I'm too.
Yeah. Ah, wrong keyboard.
Yeah, I think it's, and so could we...
So we can say that this is sort of for, but then again, you get the more formal visitor in with a bunch of students in a crowded room.
Well, I think, yeah, or with Gisella, but I think there is no way to...
Well, you can say that this one is for, let's say, stagiaires or
mm-hmm.
interns.
Yeah, sort of second. Yeah.
But even you can move administration to the single room, because she's only 50% working and...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you would put Gisella in a one-person room?
Yeah, and give that room to some professor with the student or from professor with the visiting place or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could, yeah, even put...
Well, you can move Maggie and Bruno.
We could put Maggie and Bruno
into
together,
this room. Move Gisella, move the other spare place to the big room, but then there's not... a lot of people in there.
Mm-hmm. Now let's leave it like this for the moment. How do you feel, because your office, well, three persons and you're all full time in there, so you with Nancy and Maria?
We're not terribly noisy, I think it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have permanent this in common with Nancy?
Yeah, and I am too in common with Maria.
Mm-hmm.
And we work on slightly different schedules too, because Maria and I tend to work earlier and Nancy tends to work later.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be a problem.
And do you think we could put a visitor with Nikos and Yelena? Because it's not very clear, you know, Yelena's, that was said in our meeting, Yelena's master thesis should be defended in a couple of months or something
mm-hmm.
like that. So we don't really know what happens afterwards. So we could at least think it's sort of an open place.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could get that mm-hmm. office for you and Nancy and put Nikos and Yelena with Maria and the visitor. About that? Would
yeah.
you like to have a columnar spot?
Sure. So you want to do... That's going to backfire on me.
So when you put four people in that office,
mm.
does that mean you're planning on four desks? You need space for four desks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is
yeah,
that
if it's possible, yeah.
you either get smaller desks, because the ones that we have now won't fit.
Yeah, but a visitor actually doesn't have that much paper. So, for instance,
yeah.
maybe they don't need the place to put their files, you know, as
right.
a drawer. They just need a desk and probably just one drawer
mm-hmm.
underneath.
And so you can fit that.
But you can't put three desks in the two-person rooms.
No.
Yeah, probably not. I think it wouldn't be. Yeah, Lena, and we could think of a visitor too here.
I think it's going to be too much.
So.
Well, Maria's full time.
There's also this Paola arriving on the new project. So, you know, Susan insisted that we should be. And it's not very clear, because Nikos and Yelena are, well, Nikos is a research student. Yelena will finish her master thesis. So it's. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Paola.
So just like that?
Mm-hmm. Maybe Paola will be able to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's quite okay. Do you know about any preference of Maggie being alone or with Bruno?
I don't think she cares.
Yeah. David mentioned also that there should be some kind of gender balance. I don't know. If there is a strong constraint, I think we're doing pretty well.
You mean...
So
maybe you should break the wall between the men's room and the women's
room. Sure, that was
no.
what was meant.
Actually, Bruno did mention that he didn't want to be in a room with a lot of people, because he did that before and he didn't really like it. So maybe, I don't know, I can switch with him and we can put him and Nancy together. I don't mind, it doesn't really bother me.
Okay, that's fine if you mention this.
Okay,
maybe.
Yeah.
And, okay, yeah, with Martin, very balanced.
Well, the gender balancing, we have more women than men in our department anyways, so...
Yeah, that's why. Okay, if you don't mind me sharing the office with Martin, that's fine.
Nope.
Okay, yeah, that looks good. So, Agnes with Marian and David. Yeah, so you have IM2 in common. That's nice. And here's 50%, so that means the office is not very crowded.
Yeah.
Okay, the other one is a bit crowded, but that's okay.
Do you see any constraints from the administrative side?
But even like you can put Paula in administrator. It's like you already three people. It looks like small room compared to that.
Is your person to square meter ratio within the university norms?
Good question.
We don't. I mean, we don't want people coming in seeing this lavish reading room and. And everyone having their own office, if that's not what we're having in the other places.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that if, for example, there's a spare reading room, like we were saying before, overall your department doesn't have excessive space per person.
Well, what was said in my group, actually Susan, who knows professors from other faculties, well, she noticed that most of them have rooms alone. So this is true for Susan and Maggie, but not true here for Pierrette and Martin. So we can already argue that we're squeezing in even the professors. It's true that the reading room, but you know, we fought so much to have it, so let's try to have it there. And I think putting four people in a three-person room is already a sign that we're already quite full. So I think, yeah, it's normally the nominal capacity of this, I think it's 18 people,
yeah,
18 or 17, and we're already 15 if you don't count Paola and some visitors' place. And I think it's quite important to have space for visitors, because if you have no visitors or if you cannot take a new intern during the summer, you're very much handicapped. So I think we're the reaction of my group was that this was almost full already. So.
Yeah, it's basically we're moving into a new space, but it's only marginally better than the old one.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, what we could say about the reading room is that we squeeze quite a lot of people in the other offices, so I think that's okay.
It's good, in case I ever have to defend it, you know, it's good to have some numbers, if you can come up with some numbers.
Sure, yeah, we can do that.
Maybe relative to some other comparable departments. It's good to have that. But if you both agree with this plan and you think you're good and you're happy,
sure.
Then it's fine with me. I don't know about you. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll save that.
Please. Another name. Just say okay.
Okay.
So my group also asked to circulate
the final
copy.
I'll circulate it to everyone along with the numbers that you guys wanted to see in terms of the space. Okay. Great.
Right.
Thank you for your time.